Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. This is the 15th episode about their 15th album, Head First. Came out in May 1983. Produced by the same guy as Abominog, Ashley Howe, but not nearly as heavy or powerful as the best moments on Abominog. And not long before the release of the album, Bob Daisley, bass player, left the band to return to Ozzy Osbourne, and Trevor Boulder rejoined. The album features a terrible cover. It's a painting, I guess, of a lizard in the desert. What does that have to do with Head First? I really don't know. You tell me. Uriah Heep toured the U.S. to support this album with Rush, Judas Priest, and Def Leppard, whose vocalist Joe Elliott remembered, quote, "They were the best band that we've ever toured with, either as a headline or support, because there was no ego, no pretentious kind of stuff. They were good in as much as we learnt a lot from them." By this time, Jerry Braun, their longtime manager, had been fired. They're now managed by Neil Warnock in Europe and Blue Oyster Cult's management team in the U.S. And also, Braun's records had gone out of business, which, according to Mick Box, quote, "cost Heap a lot of money." All right, let's hear what Head First sounds like. That last album, Abominog, was really good. I hope they keep it up. First song is called The Other Side of Midnight, written by the whole band. Very prominent synthesizers. This song is okay. I can't say I love it. My notes say half-baked Foreigner. Second song on the album is called Stay on Top, written by somebody named Tom Jackson, and oh no, it's funky. Funky. What the hell are they doing? This is embarrassing. Very unfortunate. Third song, Lonely Nights, another recycled song, written by Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance, previously released on Bryan Adams' second album from 1981, so it's a pretty pointless cover. It's a good song, but why? Why are they doing it here? I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a huge hit for Bryan Adams, so they're hoping it's a huge hit for Uriah Heep, I guess. Will you risk your reputation? You just don't know what Fourth song on the album, Sweet Talk. Bad song title. Very poppy, hard rock. Very poppy. I like it, but it's also kind of lame. But I like some lame stuff.
I see your face in the magazine stand. I want to hold you in the palm of my hand. I love everything about you. You're such a long way away.
Moving on to the last song on side one, Love is Blind, written by Richie Zito and Joey Carboni. Pretty weak, generic pop song. So once again, they're cobbling this album together with outside material, at least on side one. And yeah, this is Noah Bominog.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Let's flip the record over. Side two begins with a song called Roll Overture. Actually, it's not a song. It's a pointless two-minute synth intro. Which leads us into the real first song on side two called Red Lights. Hell yeah. Driving, heavy hard rock, great guitars, big chorus. I like this one a lot. Definitely stands out comparing it with the material on side one. Up next is a song called Rollin' the Rock. Really, really stupid and lame and terrible and, you know, as bad as the title would suggest. Up next, Straight Through the Heart, another song written by the band. Everything on side two so far written by the band. This is a generic AOR-style song with a generic AOR-style title. I like the verse quite a bit, but the chorus is very obvious. It's too bad it doesn't have a better chorus, because it could have been a great AOR song. It is good, but it could have been better.
Oh,
And the album ends with a song called Weekend Warriors. Weird attempt at a kind of classic Uriah Heep sounding song. It's pretty good, but, and a good way to close the album. One of the better songs on the album, but a little bit off, but yeah, it's good. For the most part, Head First is a disappointing follow-up to Abominog, but Red Lights is great. Worst song on the album would have to be Stay on Top. Really bad. Alright, so we're going to end this exploration of Uriah Heep's catalog with our next episode tomorrow. We're going to talk about their 16th album, Equator, from 1985, which is the last Uriah Heep that I own on vinyl. So we're going to close things out on the Day by Day Uriah Heep series tomorrow with an episode about Equator.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.